This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Rob.
Hey.
What's happening, man? How can we help you?
I've been seeing this girl about 3 weeks. This is the first girl that I've ever met on Tinder that I ever met more than once in person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've gone out a number of times. At first, it was just like dinner and movies, that sort of thing. And then it started ramping up a little bit. She met my mother. She met a couple of members of my family. I don't get what's going off the rails exactly. But suddenly, in the last couple of days, now she's acting a little funny. She's not really calling me back the way she used to. It's not that she's totally ignoring me, but something's changed. And I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I need help.
All right. I mean, like anything, maybe the last time you guys hung out, do you think anything weird happened? Or
the one thing if I had to reach something out of the air, I'll admit I'm a massive chain smoker. I'm down in about 2 packs a day.
Did she know this going in, though?
I know it bothers her, and she. Uh-huh. I know she'd be happier not seeing a smoker. But I don't know if that's it, because I was smoking at the very beginning when everything was fine. So I don't know if she thought I'd quit. I have been trying to cut down, but I mean, cutting down for me is I'm still doing 2 packs a day. So
Jesus, dude, you must smell awful. No offense, but
I mean, I always have mouthwash in my pocket. I always got Axe on my hand. I mean, it's
okay.
I got it dealt with.
That's the equivalent of taking a massive dump and then spraying that little orange mist spray over it. Orange peeled poop. All right, so hang on. We're going to try and give her a call for you next, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Rob. We're about to call this girl. What's her name again, Rob?
Her name is Ellen.
Ellen. Okay, so we're going to call Ellen. It's a girl that he met on Tinder. They've been hanging out for a couple weeks. She met his family. Everything was all good, except that now he's starting to get the beginning stages of a fadeaway.
Mm.
All right, so hang on, and we're going to try and call her for you, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Ellen?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, perfect. Ellen, please don't hang up. So we're calling you from a radio station. If you just give, let me explain. I can tell you why we're calling. It's nothing bad, okay?
Okay.
We got a phone call from a gentleman about you. And this gentleman, he really likes you a lot. He knows you. You know who he is. I'm going to tell you his name in a minute. But before I do, I just want to let you know that he would love to take you out on a nice date that we will pay for. So basically, all you have to do is tell us what you'd like to do, where you'd like to go, when you'd like to do it, and then just show up.
Okay, who is it?
Okay, like I said, he likes you. You know him, and you like him back. His name is Rob.
I just don't think it's like really the best fit is... I don't really know if I should do that.
Well, if you're not into him, can you just let us know why? That way we can pass it on to him at least, and then we'll leave you alone.
Honestly, I think you'd be better off talking to Rebecca.
Who the hell's Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. Wait, Rebecca, my sister?
Wait, hold on a second. Okay, stop. Wait. Okay, wait. Ellen, Rob's on the phone right now. He heard what you said.
Holy, I cannot be doing this right now. Like, I just told you guys I don't want to talk about it, and now Rob is listening in on the line? What is this? Why are you answering?
Wait, hold on, Ellen. What is it you can't be doing right now? Why do we need to talk to my sister?
I've told you this. Like, this is something Rebecca needs to talk to him about. Okay? It's not my place. Like, get into it with Rob over Rebecca. I mean, this is Rebecca's thing. This is not something that, I mean, I'm not the main issue here, and it's not my place.
Who's Rebecca?
I'm so confused.
Wait, I'm confused. Rebecca is my sister. She's met my sister. She's met my sister a couple of times. I live with my sister. Why do we need to talk to Rebecca, my sister? Why?
You are just so, you're just oblivious, okay? You're just oblivious. Like, this is, I mean, you're great and everything, but you and we're not a good fit, Rob. And, like, that day we were hanging out with your sister and you crashed early. I mean, I don't want to get into it now. Like, it's just something that you really missed, and I need you to, like, deal with Rebecca, okay?
This is good. Wait, hold on. Okay, guys, if the answer to this question is no, it's going to sound really stupid, but are you hooking up with a sister?
Yes.
Wait, back up. Did you say you hooked up with my sister?
Oh, my.
I don't want to talk.
Stop it.
You need to talk to Rebecca about this. This is not something I should be talking to you about. Like,
Ramiro, can you call my sister? Can you call Rebecca?
Yeah, if you want me to. We're going to need her phone number.
All right. Get us on a hold, and I'll give you a number off the air, because we got to call Rebecca. This is f***ed up.
Look, I gotta get out of here. I cannot deal with this, okay?
All right, so Rob, okay, if you're just joining us, we're gonna call Rebecca, who's Rob's sister, who apparently was hooking up with Rob's girlfriend or something. I don't know. We're gonna try and call her right now.
Hello?
Rebecca, what the f***? Have you been hooking up with Ellen?
Let's get right into it.
What are you talking about?
What
are you calling me, yelling at me for?
Wait, hold on. Okay, Rebecca, we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and, well, your brother wants to talk to you.
What?
Rebecca, what the f***? Have you been hooking up with Ellen? I mean, for f***'s sake,
first of all, take it down. Don't be coming in all hot on me, okay?
Oh, my God.
Take it the f*** down now.
What's happening right now?
Am I supposed to be, like, calm and collected? Is this supposed to be reasonable?
About a girlfriend that you didn't even like. You said she was ugly. You didn't even find her attractive. And you haven't...
I did not say she was ugly. For f***'s sake. That doesn't mean that this isn't my favorite girl in the world. My sister can have her. That's some f***ed up Jerry Springer s***. Are you kidding me?
All right, listen, guys. This is weird because... It's just weird for us being on while you guys are discussing this. So I'm going to ask real quick. This is weird. Rebecca, if you would like to take Ellen on a date, we'll pay for it because that's what we originally were doing.
Seriously?
Well, I mean, it's not going to happen for you. Let's be honest.
Wait, it's clearly not going to happen with me. No, but really, you're gonna pay for this?
We have your number. So how about we give you a call later today and we can figure it all out because you two need to talk now.
Oh, for f***'s sake, we're talking tomorrow.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right. Of course, you're going to try and impress your partner sexually. You know, the first time you get romantic with them. But please just don't listen to what this guy does tomorrow morning in the Second Date Update. And don't even come close to doing what he does. How about that? 8:10, mañana.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.